Hey, good Friday afternoon, everybody. You are listening to a very special edition of the Power Pop Show on this Friday, this sweltering Friday afternoon. I have been threatening to do a show on the 70s underground for the past year. I finally got 2 hours of what I would consider underground music from the 1970s. Yep, underground. Everything from prog to punk. It's coming your way for the next 2 hours on the Power Pop Show. I'm going to start you off with a cornerstone of the indie power pop world throughout most of the 70s and beyond. That would be Mr. Todd Rundgren. Indie to some, not so indie to others, but this is from 1972, and a great way to start off the 70s underground, the power pop show. Dig it.
Perfect match to set the screen on fire. Put them together and watch the sparks fly.
It's the 70s underground on the Power Pop Show, KSCU, Santa Clara.
Yeah. to good friends. Tonight is kind of special. The beer will pour. Must say something.
Good Friday afternoon, everyone. It's the Power Pop Show, special edition of the 70s Underground, a show for the next 2 hours, culling the best and obscure underground rock and power pop from the 1970s. You just heard a great, long forgotten, could have been classic from a band called Artful Dodger from 1975. One of those bands that came and went in a rather prophetic song title there called The Wayside. A band that came and went by the wayside in 1975 with a self-titled album on Columbia Records. Their Washington, D.C. band called Artful Dodger. And a great power pop track there called Wayside. That was one of the tracks featured on the Rhino Records compilation called Come Out and Play American Power Pop from the mid-70s. We had some Todd Rundgren starting us off on the 70s Underground show with a classic track from his Something Anything record from 1972, Couldn't I Just Tell You? And yeah, that's what it's all about. I got an obscure two-hour set of music you may have never heard from the 1970s. Even if you're an old fart like myself, I bet you're going to hear something new. And a cornerstone band of underground classic power pop would be Big Star. This is from their very first album from 72, the number one record album.
With you always.
It's the Power Pop Show on KSCU.
Thank you.
the unmistakable songwriting force of Godley and Cream right there. Classic 10cc for you on the 70s underground edition of the Power Pop Show. That's from 1974, the somewhat often overlooked 10cc album Sheet Music from that year. And a great song there called Silly Love from 10cc. Big star before that. Another classic slice of 70s underground for you from their very first extremely influential record. The number one record from Big Star. Song was In the Street. That's what you heard before 10cc. Also, Artful Dodger and some Todd Rundgren starting it off for you. I got tons more, including some Sparks, some classic Sparks from the 70s. Also, Klaatu and a bunch of other goodies. But first, these important commercial messages.
Vincent Center Theater. On the following night, Saturday, June 3rd, it's a concert with Warren Zevon.
The werewolf with a Chinese menu in his hand.
Also at the Dallas Convention Center Theater.
Walking through the streets of Soho in the rain.
Then,
stop and take a little time out with me. We'll just take
spend an evening with Al Jarreau at McFarlane Auditorium on Sunday, June the 11th. You can pick up tickets for Little Feat and Warren Zevon at Central Amusement, Preston Tickets and Records, Disc Records, Fantasia, and Entertainment Tickets in Denton. Get your Al Jarreau tickets at all amusement ticket outlets. And don't forget, Stanley Clarke will be at the Dallas Convention Center Theater on May 18th. Another Eden Page production.
Don't
Pop Show, KSCU Santa Clara, and the band that spawned rumors of the Beatles reunited. Actually, I think it started with a DJ in L.A. who played that band right there out of Toronto, Canada, Klaatu, and started this vicious rumor that it was actually the Beatles reunited. They're a very Beatlesque sounding band, not necessarily on that track right there, but on their first record from 1976. They were very Beatlesque, and the rumors spread and was quickly squashed when everybody found out it was, just Klaatu from Toronto, Canada, with a very proggish, popish kind of record there from 1976. Self-titled release and a song called True Life Hero. It is the 70s underground today on the Power Pop Show. We had some Sparks before that from a great underground classic Sparks record from 1974, Kimono, My House, and the track Here in Heaven. Some people out there may be not familiar with the vast repertoire of the band Sparks. They actually put out their first record in 1970. And they got a little more prominence in the 80s, and they're still around to this day making records. In fact, I think their like 18th or 20th studio album came out last year. So very prolific band, the Mayall Brothers there, and the band Sparks. That was before Klaatu. Also some 10cc, great track from 10cc in their 1974 album Sheet Music. And the song Silly Love. It's 5:30 on KSCU. Hey, check out the Power Pop Show on MySpace for this podcast. We'll be up there this weekend. 2 hours of the 70s underground archived forever. That's at myspace.com/powerpopshow. Check it out. I'll have the full playlist up there as well later on this weekend. So you can see all the great underground stuff. It is the 70s underground. I'm going to stretch it far and wide for the next hour and a half. I'm going to be going into a little prog, a little art rock. I'm going to finish it off with a nice fat set of 70s punk. It's all 70s, all underground. So there you go. All right. Well, I don't know if Styx would qualify as an underground band, but their first few records were pretty obscure. So I'm going to play you something from their 1975 album, Equinox. I love this track. It's called Lorelei. Styx, everyone. Yeah, Styx on KSU. Can you believe it? Think of Lorelei. My head turns all around. As gentle as a butterfly, she moves without a sound. I call her on the telephone. She says be there by 8. Tonight's the night she's moving in, and I can hardly wait. When she moves, ooh, I gotta say, Lorelei, let's live together, brighter than the sun.
enjoy savings time at your Chevrolet dealers. That special time of year to get special clearance deals on America's most popular cars. Cars like Impala, the number one car in the country. Big size, big performance, regular gas. And Impala's traditionally higher resale value leads its field to trade-in time. Test drive and test price an Impala at your Chevy dealers now. But hurry, before Chevrolet savings time runs out on you.
70s Underground on the Power Pop Show, KSEU, Santa Clara.
This is an open letter to Richard Nixon. Dear Richard, do go and see the Rocky Horror Picture Show. All those unfortunate incidents will seem trivial after you've seen the Rocky Horror Picture Show. President Ford, he'd love to see it, but he doesn't have the same amount of freedom you do.
See the Rocky Horror Picture Show. Rated R. Under 17. Not admitted without parent.
dirty man from Spain and Siam. All day discussions with the Russians, but they still went ahead and vetoed the plan. Now up jumps the U.S. representative. He's the one with the tired eyes. 747 for him in that condition. Flying back for my peacekeeper mission. And so it goes, and so it goes, and so it goes, and so it goes. But where it's going, no one knows. And so it goes, and so it goes, and so it goes, and so it goes. But where it's going, no one knows. And so it goes, and so it goes, and so it goes. But where it's going, no one knows. And so it goes, and so it goes, and so it goes, and so it goes. But where it's going, no one knows. But where it's going, no one knows. But where it's going, no one knows.
KSCU's Santa Clara, your underground sound, a special edition of the Power Pop Show today. It's the 70s underground. Bringing you some music from Nick Lowe. His first breakthrough single there from 1976, So It Goes. That was hot on the heels of his brief stint in the pub rock band Brinsley Schwartz. Little sort of underground UK artist who got prominence later on through the 70s into the early 80s. A very early single there from Nick Lowe called So It Goes. Bebop Deluxe before that. Another great long-forgotten underground band from the 70s, Bebop Deluxe, featuring Bill Nelson, great guitar virtuoso and solo artist. He went on to do some stuff in the 80s, very experimental, sort of artsy kind of guy. But Bebop Deluxe putting out some great, long-forgotten, sort of under-the-radar albums in the 1970s. What I played for you from Bebop Deluxe was Ships in the Night from their 1976 album Sunburst Finish. We had some classic old Styx before that. Yes, Styx, everybody, on KSU. You heard Lorelei from the Equinox album from 1975. Klaatu in there from their debut record, 1976. It's all 70s underground obscurities. Moving into sort of the power pop realm, I guess. I'm going to ease on into some punk in a little bit. God, maybe if there's something you want to hear that's from that 70s underground era, I might have it, I might not, but call me up. Just let me know there's a pulse out there. 554-KSU is the phone number, 554-5728. As I mentioned, I will have a podcast of today's show up on the Power Pop Show MySpace page. It is myspace.com/powerpopshow. Right now, I'm going to bring you a great, often overlooked band. They're bigger in the UK than they were here in the States. Put out some memorable stuff you might have heard. They are called Sweet. They are sweet. This is from 1975. Fox on the Run. 70s underground power pop classic. It's Sweet, everybody.
wouldn't you like to be a pepper too?
Show KSCU Classic Cheap Trick for you from 1977 on a special edition of the Power Pop Show, the 70s Underground. That's what it is. That's what it's going to be till 7 o'clock. Right now from 1979, Paul Collins and the Beat.